Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi, and as usual, we have Mark Glynn of the American Free Press. Good afternoon, Mark.
My good friend, Dr. Tilawi.
Well, after the show that you had last week, I don't know if I want to call you a friend. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. I think it was a great show. I listened to it. I appreciate you and Michael Collins Piper, whom I had on. No, I can't say I had him on my show on RBN. I had him on my TV show on his RBN show. So go figure what I'm saying. Of course, RBN listeners who listened to the two Thursdays ago to Michael Collins Piper's show, I had interviewed him on my Current Issues TV show, and it was simulcast with RBN. That was a nice touch, and I think we probably should do it more. I think it was a little interesting. I guess it got us to use the technology that is available out there for us, the little guys, and we were able to do it. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, many things to talk about today, but the one that I really want to bring up first is McCain. You know, he voted against torture ban. He voted yesterday, and it's actually a couple of days ago. It's horrible that he would vote to continue with waterboarding, with torturing people at a time when either our own military codes say that we do not use and you should not use the waterboarding. But I guess Senator McCain, who soon to become President McCain, wants to continue with the torture, and it's unbelievable. We'll talk about this, of course, very soon. We're going to be hearing the music, but it's going to be Senator McCain, huh, Mark?
Well, it
or President McCain.
President McCain, yeah. It certainly looks as if, you know, when you look at all of the what the Jewish press is saying, and the fact that a lot of the advisors who were working for Giuliani, they have more or less jumped ship now, and they are throwing all their weight behind McCain. I think that it probably is a done deal that he is going to be the next warmonger in chief.
Well, I'll tell you what I would like to do. I want people to call us and tell us, is America ready to elect a black man? I want you to call me, and if you prefer to call him African-American, that is no problem with me, African-American. And is America ready to elect an African-American? Call us. Let us know what you think. We will be right back. We'll give the phone number when we come back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey everybody, this is James Martinez from the Cash Flow Show. I want to ask you one question and one question only. You're ready to change your life. Now, as you begin to think about that question, how many of you are swimming in credit card debt, tired of credit cards controlling your life, behind on your payments, struggling to make ends meet, all that, worried about your financial well-being? You're going to end that now. Enough is enough. This is hot. Are you ready to feel good now? That's right. Call our toll-free number and listen to our 12-minute overview. It explains who we are and what we do to end your credit card debt. Leave your name and number after the message and do it today. Call 888-213-7655. That's 888-213-7655. Freedom is a phone call away. Away. Away for you to feel good now. 888-213-7655. 888-213-7655.
And we are today, we're talking about many, many things. The first one that I started with is with Senator McCain, soon to be President McCain, as I see it. Of course, from the beginning of this deal, I knew, and I think I've mentioned this many times on my TV show and on this show, and also in my speeches, that what the plan is to get Barack Obama to face off with a Republican, and they wanted to make sure that the Republicans will be back in power, let's call them the neocons Republicans, that they have to be back in power, but they need to guarantee that whoever the Democratic nominee is actually someone that is easily beatable. And what I see it, now I could be wrong, I could be totally wrong, what I see is America is not ready for an African-American president. That's why they are pumping up Barack Obama, and that's why they, McCain, he can't really anyone put against McCain will win. But they had to use somebody who is, the chances of him winning is probably very low, let's put it that way. And but I'll tell you what, let's get some people who are waiting on the phone to weigh in on this issue. Let's go to Mo in Oregon on line one. Go ahead, Mo.
Yes, Ya Habibi, Dr. Talavi, and Ya Habibi, Mr. Mark. I would, before respond to your question, I would like to have a few comments, and one of them is that the IRS.gov, when you go last week, they said rebate tax stimulation package. That means the money that, for example, I am married, I get $1,200, I have to pay it with the interest on the 2008 my tax return. So I will owe later on around maybe $1,400, $1,500 to the IRS. So that's their tax bogus is totally bogus. And then even I call Ms. Wood from IRS.gov, and people can call them, and they have no information. I mean, they said, you call your senator, you call your House of Representatives.
Well, the president signed this act on Thursday, and yes, American citizens will be getting the $1,200 that you spoke of, plus $300 for each child. It will be coming to them. And we're going to talk about this tax as stimulus. Supposedly, it will stimulate the economy. But we'll talk about that later on in the program,
sure,
of where that money
but
is going to be coming from.
It's not a totally rebate, sir. It is a rebate tax. That means we have to pay it back to them in the 2008. This is temporary for us.
I did not read it that way. I read the whole thing. I'm not really sure where you're getting that information from. Can you...
If you go to IRS.gov, it was 3 days ago they put it, and they changed the information yesterday. And even if you call IRS,
okay,
they don't know about it. I mean,
okay, I'll tell you what. Yeah, we'll I guess, you know, appreciate what you're saying, and our listeners can go on the IRS website, irs.gov, to see what you're talking about. But my understanding was not, I'm not saying that the information you're giving is not true, but what I understand is this is an economic stimulus that the people will be getting that to use as they wish. And that's my understanding. I did not understand that they would have to pay it back. I guess if anyone has more information on that, we can go into that. And your other comment?
My information is in Zimbabwe. A loaf of bread costs 38 pounds, and inflation rate soars to 66,000%. Zimbabwe, normally, they celebrate Valentine's like us, but the shops, everything is empty. People don't even buy any cards because a card costs so much, you know, to say happy Valentine's to their beloveds. And this Mr. Mugabe, who took in charge of the country about 8 years ago, and he made a coup, and then he torched their constitution of Zimbabwe, and now this is what we see, that a loaf of bread, it costs 78 pounds in Zimbabwe. And my regarding your question, that if Obama can be a president, first of all, Obama, there is no chance for him to become a president. If you go to Rinse.com, there was an interview that a person has done with Rinse.com, with Jeff Rinse, and Mr. Obama, he's using opium, and he had a gay sex with this guy at Chicago.
Okay.
And yes,
all right. All right. Thank you more for the information. I'm going to have to move on because we have a lot of people waiting, and I really wanted to concentrate on. I wanted to get as many opinions as possible about the Obama thing. So I want to thank you for your call. But what Mo was talking about, I'm at the IRS website right now, and it does say starting in May, the Treasury will begin sending economic stimulus payments to more than 130 million individuals. And basically all you have to do is just you need to make sure that you file your 2007 individual income tax returns, and then based on that, the IRS will evaluate that and send you the money. Now, there is nothing here that says that we have to repay that back plus interest. They can't force payments on you that you have to pay that back. Now, I'm sure if you have made some mistakes or you probably added more information that you were not supposed to add on your return, and the IRS evaluated you at that time and you received the money, and then at a future date, if they find out that you don't qualify, then I'm sure you would have to pay that money back just like anything else. If you fudged your information a little bit and they found out that you did that, and, you know, they're going to take that money back plus interest. But as far as the payments, there's nothing there that says that you would have to pay it back. I'm sure under circumstances, probably some people will have to pay it back. Let's go to, I believe it is Brian in Idaho. Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, this is Brian.
Yes, sir.
I am a Republican from Idaho that supports Ron Paul.
Okay.
I'll try to make this short because you just wanted opinions about Obama.
Yes.
I will not vote for McCain. I will not vote for Hillary. I will vote for Obama.
Okay.
I just have no faith in the other two. Obama's about as close, and Idaho is not known as an African-American friendly state, but 85% right. of our constituents went for Obama.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, Brian. Do you think people, because if it came between McCain and Obama, I will be going for Obama myself. Ron Paul is not, if Ron Paul's name is not on on the machine to choose, because if Ron's name is on there, even though I don't think and I don't feel that he will win, but I will go ahead and cast my voice and my vote to Ron. But do you think that America is ready for a black president?
Oh, certainly.
That's the question.
Certainly.
That's the question
in
today. Is America, are we going to have enough white people to vote for Obama to become the president of the United States?
I told you, Idaho's not an African-American friendly state, and 85% of our constituents went for Obama. We're ready.
So you feel like America is changing or has changed?
They're looking at the people. They're not looking at who they can trust. My son just came back from college. He called Hillary a shark. I said, no, Hillary's not a shark. Sharks leave meat. She's a barracuda.
Well, let's bring Mark into this. Mark, is race not an issue anymore in America?
It's interesting that you ask that. You know, I'm from Idaho, too, and people have remarked on the fact that that we basically elected Obama, at least on the Democratic side. And it's not so much that that we're open-minded up here as much as it is that the people in Idaho hate Hillary Clinton so much that they were actually willing to vote for Obama. That's what the real issue was. So I don't think that it's that America is ready. Now, that's number one. Number two, the fact of the matter is that Obama, he's only half black. So, you have to understand this in the context in which I'm saying it. If you compare him to somebody like an Al Sharpton or like a Jesse Jackson or like a Snoop Doggy Dogg or any of the other people that the media puts up in front of us and calls part of the black leadership, he is a completely different creature. You know, he's soft-spoken, he's well-educated, He doesn't operate like a thug, like some of these guys do. So I think that is where the appeal in him lies. And, personally, okay. I can see why people
are
drawn.
Very good. Mark, we're going to have to go to break, okay. And we'll catch this after the break. So we'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. And the question of today is America ready to elect a black president or an African-American president? Call us, 1-800-313-9443. Let us know. We'd like to see how this is going to take place in November, what's going to happen. My estimate is the next president will be Senator McCain. Tell me if I'm wrong, and let's go back to what Mark was saying before the break.
I think that it is possible that America could elect not just a black man, but could elect Barack Obama. Because, as I said, they have done a very good job, and he has done a very good job of making himself pleasing to the eye and pleasing to the ear when it comes to white people. And in addition to that, you know, the very interesting thing that they really have not played much on is this whole Muslim issue. I mean, keep in mind, his name is Barack Hussein Obama. Now, and this, I hope this isn't
Obama
too far
Osama.
Off the point. Huh?
Obama Osama.
Exactly. So, but my point is this, and I hope this isn't too far off the point. Can you imagine what the press would be doing to him if he uttered a peep in the direction of criticizing Israel for its treatment of the Palestinians or for the fact that we have to fork out somewhere between $6 and $10 billion a year to her? They would make an issue of him being a Muslim 25 hours a day. And so I guess it's a small point to consider, but the fact of the matter is, the reason that they have not made an issue of his
it's not a small point to consider, because we have talked about this a long time ago, that they are keeping it until the right moment, and the right moment is not now. Because if they raise that issue right now, comes November, American people already forgot about it, so they're going to raise it at the right time.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
May I offer a suggestion that when Colin Powell was around, he had the job. The job would have been his if he'd run. So no one's against a black man.
You think so?
Who's making this up? Who's making this color thing up? I'm a white guy.
You think so?
I'm an Irishman.
You think so? So you think America does not see colors?
No.
No. Since
Colin
when?
Powell had the
Since
job
when?
If he'd run.
Since when? Since when?
Since Colin Powell? I have no idea. Opinions have changed. It's the idea in a person's head. It's the people that, it's the person that's going to do the best to bring to the American people closer together instead of further apart. Colin Powell would have done that. The job was his. Obama can do the same thing.
But Colin Powell was one of those people who allowed himself to be used to dupe the American people and lie to the American people about the war on Iraq.
Well, let me, at the time, he had the job. Did he or didn't he?
I don't know if I agree with you that he had the job, but I think Colin Powell was also favorable to a lot of people across the board.
Certainly.
I agree with you. Thanks, Brian, for the call. We're going to have to move on to other subjects, but I appreciate your insights and your input. The number, ladies and gentlemen, is 800-313-9443. My question is America ready to elect an African-American president?
I think that he is half right. I think that the American people now are so easily swayed by the media. I mean, let's face it. I know that people are going to roll their eyes and say, here he goes on another one of his tirades. But the fact of the matter is that the American people can basically these days, they can be sold into anything. And I think that if they were shoving Barack Obama in the faces of the American people on a regular basis, and if they did it in the right way, and if they showed poll numbers, real or unreal, saying that America favored Barack Obama, and if he came forward and he promised the sun and the moon to everybody, I think, yes, I think America could do it.
Okay. All right. Well, I still don't think, I hope they would not elect McCain, because I think we will see, you know, they're not really finished in screwing up the world yet. So they're going to try to do anything they can to get someone in there who's going to be worse than Bush. At least Bush was able to get up and do what he needed to do every morning. You know, but with McCain, he probably needs a lot of help just to get up. But needless to say, we are witnessing tonight, as we speak, clashes already started on the streets of Beirut between those who are loyal to the government and those who are in the opposition. So this is the start of the civil war in Lebanon. We'll talk about this after we get back from the break, and we'll tell you who's doing what in Lebanon in the next civil war. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Current Issues, the radio show coming to you live from the RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. And let me take a moment to say hi to everyone in the chat room. You can get into the chat room by going to Republic Broadcasting Network, actually republicbroadcasting.org, and then click on the little icon on the left-hand side up on top that says chat, and you will be right in the chat room after you set up a username and a password, which you only have to do it once. You don't need to do it every time you go in. But hello to everyone in the chat room, and it looks like they have some lively conversation going on there. But let's go to South Carolina with Robert. Robert, you're up.
Hello.
Yes.
You asked for an opinion of whether he's electable or not, Obama?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
you know, you've got here, evidently, you know, the Democrats have evidently decided. But, you know, until we get past the primary, I'm sure that a lot of people are, you know, afraid of Hillary, and that's going to push it to him being maybe the nominee if something drastic doesn't happen. As far as being electable, there's probably a snowball's chance in Hades. That's just from what I've seen from opinions that I get.
What do you think the Democrats would put someone in there that, I mean, it looks like he's, if he's not going to have the nomination, we're going to have a problem. But why would the Democrats take that chance?
That's the thing is people are going to look at who's electable instead of the issues in the first place. You know, convinced on that point. Why, you know, why he turned over so many in the primary here, you know, I don't know.
You know, I really am amazed of how people are, you know, sometimes you listen to people and they tell you, oh, I heard candidate so-and-so said something and I changed my mind. You know, how could people, you know, this is propaganda, these campaigns, it's propaganda machines.
Yeah.
No one expects a candidate to be able to perform what he said he will do in office. I mean, look at George Bush. You know, he did not do, basically, he went opposite of what he said he will do, but yet we went ahead and elected him again. So, you know,
that's
issues,
totally right.
I really, you know, it says a lot about the intelligence of our people if we elect someone or if we change our opinion about someone just because of the issues, not knowing what that man can and cannot do.
Exactly. I mean, even the Ron Paul, he can say what he wants to say. He's going to be pretty much up against a pretty big wall, and with everybody else that's going to be in there, you know, against him.
Right.
If he tried to bring any of the things that would get him the nomination and the election, he's going to have a tough fight.
I guess, Robert, what we're saying here is somebody is designing the elections to get the result that they want.
Right. I have no faith in the process right now simply because nobody seems to want to challenge the voting process in the first place. If we don't get past the voting process, which is these machines, and if we rely on the people that are in the election, whatever the group of people is that are supposed to be volunteers to count the votes and everything, if we cannot verify this, then we are as, you know, I'm trying to think of the word, I wish I knew, but it's borderline ignorance, like you said.
Right, right.
Because we need to come together and organize to get the voting process proper first. And if we do
yes,
that,
I agree.
Then we'll know where everybody actually stands. Right?
I agree.
And
yes.
That's my
Robert,
problem right now is why can't we find the people that will at least make them follow the Constitution? The Constitution in this state says that it should be publicly counted and that anybody should be able to watch the count. Nobody seems to be interested in watching the count.
Very good,
where's,
Robert.
Where
appreciate
are these people
the
at in South Carolina?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, South Carolina. Let's go to Pennsylvania with Will on three. Go ahead, Will.
Jim, I just heard you say about 2 minutes ago that, well, you know, Eastern Time, 5:34, that we elected George Bush the second time.
Don't hold me to using that word.
Okay. You know,
it was just a figure of speech.
Yes. Well, I just wanted to point out the fact that they had the votes rigged long before 2000. And, you know, they pretty much Democrats, Republicans, they're the same thing, and they tricked American people into thinking that it's a wrestling match. You know, that's all it is.
So you think the Democrats know what they're doing is not going to work, and they're just playing the game? So why would the Democrat put themselves in either Hillary or Barack, knowing that America, and don't forget the Latinos vote, that which is, you know, against Barack, as a matter of fact. So why would the Democrats put themselves in that position?
Well, I don't think, as Tarpley would say, it's a color revolution, people power revolution on Obama's side. You got to look at, Hillary got Richard Holbrook, she got Sandy Berger, she got basically Bill Clinton's old team, and Obama as...
believe me, people will be calling him Osama come close to the elections.
Well, I do it inadvertently because that's my name for him. He has Brzezinski and Goolsbee. It's nothing more than a wrestling match, and Hillary is the anointed one, as Alex Jones has said, and she's going to win. This whole down to the wire thing. It looks like it's down to the wire. It's about as real as Hulk Hogan versus Randy Macho Man Savage in WrestleMania 3. It's all fake.
Now, let me ask
you
this. If Hillary will win the nominations, what do you think Black America is going to do? I guarantee you they will lose interest because right now they will know that the super delegates are the ones who handed it to Hillary. Of course, you know, we have to wait and see what's going to happen in Texas and Ohio.
I know a lot of black folk, and they don't want Obama. He's not black. He's as
well,
black as
at
Dick
least,
Cheney, his sixth cousin, Dick Cheney.
Well, but you know what? From the votes that we are seeing now, we are seeing the vast majority of blacks have voted for Obama over Hillary. You know, the question is if Hillary was the one chosen, and if Obama is not on the ticket with her, I think if Obama is on the ticket with her, they might still say, okay, well, you know, will he get it? He will get it next time.
Yeah.
But if Obama is not on the ticket with her, because you know she is free to choose who her running mate is.
Mr. Hashim, they have the mass Zionist Jew media has mechanisms to create consensuses and make people think that most people think such and such. I predict Wesley Clark will be her running mate.
Uh-huh.
I appreciate
but
your
if that
time, sir.
If that happens, that will be a guarantee to actually give it and hand it to McCain on a silver platter because I guarantee you blacks will not be going out there to vote, and if blacks stay home, then the Democrats, they're going to lose. So, you know, I always maintained it doesn't matter if it's Hillary or if it's Barack. They both are beatable. And if it's Barack, definitely he's beatable just on the race issue by itself. You know, not speaking about other issues such as, you know, cheating with these machines or playing with the votes, et cetera, et cetera.
So it looks like
the neocons are not finished with whatever they're doing in the world, and that's how they want to maintain.
Well, you can say McCain is unbeatable at such and such, but they control the voting machines. Diebold is on Hillary's side. She has Richard Holbrook, Sandy Berger, Wesley Clark, and the whole Diebold gang. It's on her. We have to do what we can to expose this Zionist, these evil Zionists for what they are. I mean, Theodore Herzl said himself that we have to use anti-Semitism to our ability and spread it. He even said himself they need anti-Semitism to flourish. This is ridiculous.
Of course.
And
if it wasn't for anti-Semitism, they would not be where they are. Thank you, Will, for your call.
Thank you, sir.
Very good call from Pennsylvania. Let's go down to the Lone Star State, Texas. Let's go with Roy. Go ahead, Roy.
Thanks, Hesham. For once, I wanted to say I really do agree with your assessment here. And let me just spell out a couple of the reasons, which I don't think you provided, why Obama is being set up, because everyone knows, the Republicans know he's going to fail. When you start seeing people like Ann Coulter or Rush Limbaugh endorse Hillary, they're not trying to actually get out the vote for Hillary. They know they're polarizing figures. They want to get Democratic voters to vote for Obama. A couple other things, too, with Obama. Aside from the fact that he was originally, like, born a Muslim, and that's become, it's starting to be spread into Jewish media, like the Forward that he was. There are other issues with his wife and even with his drug use or maybe even drug dealing that they're keeping on a back burner now, because there's no need to actually try to take out Obama right now. He's actually very useful to the Republicans.
Exactly.
Also, just with regard to international events, there's a very strong likelihood now that if there's any other terrorist attack, it's going to be blamed on Hezbollah after this killing of this Imad Mughani. Sorry about that. And very strong likelihood that we'll see another war. If that happens, people will be paranoid, they'll be fearful, and they'll all start pouring out the vote for McCain. So, I mean, keep in mind, false flag attacks, anything happens, all of a sudden we're at war with Hezbollah and by extension with Iran. And also it's very easy for the Republicans to assassinate Obama's character. And they don't want to bring out any of the dirty laundry right now. So I do tend to agree with you in this respect. That's all.
Thank you, Roy. Appreciate it. You know, Roy is 100% correct, because, you know, there are a lot of things about Obama that they can bring up, but they are keeping it. And, you know, you start thinking, why are they keeping it? Now, some of it is not really – it's not a big deal. I mean, the guy is an American citizen. And regardless if he was not born a Muslim, by the way. His mother married a Muslim when Barack was, 5 years old or whatever. She married a Muslim, and he went to a Muslim school. And you're going to hear the word madrasa being thrown out there, that he went to a madrasa, making madrasa seem like it's a terrorist organization or terrorist indoctrination institution or something. But madrasa is an Arabic word meaning school. I mean, I went to schools, and they were called madrasas because that's what we say in Arabic. That's how we say school. So, they are going to be telling it to you, not that he went to Islamic school. They're going to be saying that he went to a madrasa, and in your head, you're going to see little terrorists with their turbans, as some people like to call them, and you will see the images of them jumping through hoops in Afghanistan, et cetera, when they refer to madrasas. And, you know, leave it to the Zionist media. They will definitely get Obama out there when he is nominated, if he is nominated. Okay, let's go back to the phones. And the question is Obama electable? Or actually, the question was, is America ready to elect an African-American? And if it is, call us, let us know. It's 800-313-9443, or even if you don't think he will. Let's go to Daniel in Houston, Texas. Daniel?
Hey, Shem, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey, I don't know if I can actually answer that question, because I jumped into the show about 30 minutes after it started, but I've been talking about the McCain thing, and Mark and I were just talking on the chat room about this book called They Knew They Were Right, about the rise of the neocons, and I wanted to read a quick excerpt from this thing concerning McCain. At first it prefaces Lieberman, and of course it's the normal spiel about, you know, what we are fighting today is an ideology, the totalitarian ideology of radical Islam, as brutal and hostile to personal freedom as the communism we fought and defeated in the last century. But it goes down and says, but Senator McCain, a close friend of William Crystal's, has essentially the same message as Lieberman. No one could do more than McCain to revive the neoconservative cause. So, I mean, this guy is... I don't know where to go as an American. I mean, obviously, on the left, for me, that's just out of bounds. And this guy, this McCain, I can't trust him at all.
Well, the only way we can go, as a matter of fact, is to hope that Ron Paul would start his own. I don't want to call it a party because it's very hard to start a party, but a movement. A movement will eventually get into an opposition movement. But you know, starting a party, I don't think it's going to happen. So I'm hoping that Ron Paul will go that route, since the right route, so to speak, if we want to call it right, or the normal route, is not the route that we all hope for. But where do we go? We don't have anywhere to go. Let's bring Mark into this mix. Mark, are we squeezed in here? Where do we go?
We are squeezed in. There is nothing that we can do at this point. We have lunatics driving the bus, and there is a big cage separating them from us. So I wish I could paint a prettier picture. But at this point, all we can do is make as much noise as possible and hope that when this bus crashes, that some of us survive it.
Very good, Mark. We have a break coming up, so we will be right back.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
ladies and gentlemen, are listening to the Current Issues radio show coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. The question we're asking today is America ready to elect an African American for president? Is America ready to elect an African American for president? The number is 800-313-9443, and it looks like we have full room in the chat room. We have 16 people in the room now, so I'd like to welcome all of them, and they are behaving, as a matter of fact. Very interesting conversations. Looks like Mark Glenn is really keeping them in line. Is that what you're doing, Mark?
No way. No way.
Or are they keeping you in line?
There's just, there are no troublemakers today, and so everything is just, it's like they say, one bad apple spoils the whole barrel.
Yeah, so get out of there before they're all spoiled. you know, Mark, you know, with passing this Senate bill to actually not banning waterboarding is very much keeping, given those who committed this horrendous act against another human beings. You know, we're a nation that always prided itself on being humanitarian. We care about human life. We are civilized. We're not a vicious country, vicious people. And but it looks like with voting this in the Senate, it looks like we are really telling the whole world, and especially Muslims, that we are a vicious country, and we will do whatever it takes to get information out of you. And also, if you realize that the military had introduced the death penalty against six of those people in Guantanamo Bay, one of them is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who until now I had a couple of interviews on my TV show saying that this guy is not really Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed died in a firefight between some FBI agents and Pakistani intelligence services and a couple of his guards, and he died. But this guy is completely something different, and we kept him for 3 years. The CIA kept him right here on U.S. soil for 3 years before we shipped him down to Guantanamo Bay. Now, it is definitely he was tortured to get that information from him, whatever information. He even confessed to planning to blow up the Plaza Tower in, I believe, in Washington State. And the Plaza Tower did not even became a Plaza Tower until like 2006. So, looks like we have, I guess I'm hearing the music, so we will catch all this when we come back. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere.